The slap and smack of a good spanking can be used as either a reward or as a punishment. Have you done all your chores, completed your assignments, and have you been a good boy? Then strip for me. Lay yourself over my lap, right here, so I can caress your back, your sweet round ass, down your thighs. Breathe with me in anticipation of that first firm swat. Or do you fear it? Are you afraid of the sting? The sound of it? The humiliation of laying yourself down so bare before me? Do you think of Coach and the paddle? The whispers of the girls knowing you'd been spanked for being naughty? Will you come to me trembling in fear or in anticipation of your session? Whether you lay across my lap or arrange yourself on the spanking bench, the outcome is always the same. Your ass, upended and displayed, so open and vulnerable. And me, behind you or above you, but always there. Will I use my hand on your bare bottom? Or will it be the hand-sanded and oiled hickory paddle? How about the crop? They all have a distinct character, a unique sound and sting, and your precious bottom will react to each one for me. Shall we put a simple rosy glow over your ass? Or will we make it difficult for you to sit tomorrow? Will you wail as I spank you? Sob in release and relief? Or will you remain stoic under my hand? Are you going to come on my leg, pressed against my thigh, as my hands land over and over and over again on your bruised, red, swollen ass? I rather hope you do.